www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com Those who ignore the hundreds of portents of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will never believe, even if they see Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam accompanied by angels. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, has described what will happen in the end times, what events will take place, and what situations will arise in astonishing detail in the hadiths. And each one of these reports has duly come about. The fact that the events reported by our Prophet, peace be upon him, 1,400 years ago are coming true one by one, just as he described, is a blessing bestowed on our Prophet, peace be upon him, by Allah. More than 150 phenomena revealed by our Prophet, peace be upon him, have taken place over the last 30 years since Hijri 1,400. In other words, by Allah's leave, more than 150 miracles of our Prophet, peace be upon him, have come about. To summarize these miracles of our Prophet's, peace be upon him, the following events have taken place just as he said. Since the beginning of the Hijri 1400s, the stopping of the waters of the Euphrates, the Iran-Iraq war, a bloody attack on the Kaaba, solar and lunar eclipses at 15-day intervals during the month of Ramadan, the occupation of Afghanistan, the invasion of Iraq, Baghdad being enfolded in flames, the appearance of Halley's Comet, a fire from the east being seen, with the setting fire to the oil wells during the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait. A corruption of smoke and fire arose with the attack on the Twin Towers in America on September 11th. The rulers of Sham and Egypt were killed. Azerbaijan was occupied. A double-tailed comet moving in the opposite direction to all other comets, and known as Lulin, was observed, and hundreds of other signs. These things are all evidence that we are in the end times, that the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam will return to earth in this century, and that we are living in the age of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Some people are ignoring the clear and easily comprehensible fact that more than 150 miracles foretold by our Prophet, peace be upon him, have all come about, and are unaware that we are living in a most excellent and holy age. This is actually one of the marvels of the end times, and is really quite amazing. What is even more surprising, however, is that they demand still more miracles, even though those 150 miracles of our Prophet, peace be upon him, are there for all to see. In the same way that they do not see or want to see that these miracles are taking place one after the other, before their very eyes, so they will be unable to see and understand any other miracle that Allah might work. People who deny the stopping of the Euphrates, the shedding of blood at the Kaaba for the first time in 1,400 years, solar and lunar eclipses during Ramadan for the first time in 1,400 years, and thus more than 100 phenomena foretelling the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, on the basis of no information whatsoever, will refuse to accept the truth, no matter what information, evidence, or miracles are shown to them. For example, some people ignorantly misinterpret trustworthy information provided in the hadiths, and say that when Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam appears, people will see angels above his head, and that these will constantly point Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam out and identify him. However, even if an angel were to come and point out Hazrat Mahdi a.s. in the manner they claim, these people would still not admit that Hazrat Mahdi a.s. had come, and would find some quibble in their own eyes to try and wriggle out of it. It needs to be made clear that we know from the hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, that there will be angels beside Hazrat Mahdi a.s. and that these angels will help him. However, angels being seen beside Hazrat Mahdi a.s. is a phenomena that will take place in the spiritual world alone, and that will therefore only be visible to angels. It is a fact revealed in the Quran that because of their persistence and denial, people will wish to see a miracle when the messenger comes. Indeed, as revealed in verses, these people will want an angel to come and will say that only then will they believe he is a true prophet. Perhaps you are leaving aside part of what has been revealed to you, and your breast is constricted by this because they say, "Why has treasure not been sent down to him, or an angel not accompanied him? You are only a warner, and Allah is guardian over all things." Surah Hud 12. Why do you not bring angels to us if you are telling the truth? The angels only descend with the truth, and then they would be granted no reprieve. Surah Al-Hijr 7 and 8. They say, "Why has an angel not been sent down to him? If we were to send down an angel, that would be the end of the affair, and they would have no reprieve." Surah Al-An'am 8. However, Allah reveals that these people will still not believe even if an angel does come. Even if we sent down angels to them, and the dead spoke to them, and we gathered together everything in front of them right before their eyes, they still would not believe unless Allah willed. The truth is that most of them are ignorant. Surah Al-An'am 111. What are they waiting for but for the angels to come to them, or for your Lord himself to come, or for one of your Lord's signs to come? On the day that one of your Lord's signs does come, no faith which a self professes will be of any use to it if it did not have faith before and earn good in its faith. Say, "Wait then, we too are waiting." Surah Al-An'am 158. Although Hazrat Mahdi a.s. will restore Islam to the essence of the moral values of the Quran and the Sunnah of our Prophet, peace be upon him, will cleanse it of subsequent innovations, bid'ah, and superstitions, will intellectually demolish irreligion, and cause the moral values of the Quran to spread. Some people in his time will say, "Should there not also have been an angel above his head?" However, these people who expect a miracle in order to believe are forgetting one very important fact. In the same way that nobody can see the recording angels by people's sides in the life of this world, if the angel Gabriel a.s., who frequently brought revelation to our Prophet, peace be upon him, came without being seen, then the angels Gabriel a.s., Michael a.s., and Raphael a.s., by Hazrat Mahdi's a.s. side, and the other 46,000 angels that will help him, will not be seen either.